Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're live at Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in beautiful Encinitas. Come on down. We have a great crowd. The Shimano casting contest is in full swing. Guys are casting. We have been giving away a ton of prizes, Nomad lures and AFCO clothing and Shimano flat falls and Shimano Colt snipers and AFCO belts. And we've got a trip on the San Diego. We've got a Shimano reel still to give away and AFCO hats, lots of stuff. Tommy P and the Cowboy are there. And, boy, oh, boy, just a lot more going on, right, Rick?
You're not kidding, man. All kinds of great stuff. As you talked about the casting contest, all those killer prizes, we're giving away that Shimano rod, the FishDope.com membership for a year, and also that Nomad lure package.
Nomad and Shimano.
Yeah, exactly. You got a mix of Colt snipers and Buffalo flatfalls and trolling. It was just a really cool prize pack. All that's going to the casting contest, which, again, is free. And in addition to that, the winner is also going to get their opportunity to win an unbelievable prize. So the winner from the casting contest, as well as one random draw from everybody that comes in attendance today.
For all four of our live broadcasts.
But everybody here today is going to get an opportunity to win this killer prize.
Absolutely.
And that is a trip for one on the Royal Star. It's a fly-down, fly-back, long-range trip from Mazatlan. It's coming up in January. This trip includes round trip tickets from LAX to Mazatlan. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on that Royal Star. Hopefully go catch a big cow for joining us at one of these live broadcasts.
So the way that works is we have four different live broadcasts. We'll take eight qualifiers, and then after our last one at Elko and Ford on Labor Day weekend, we'll be drawing for that winner of that incredible prize.
Yeah, going to be awesome.
It's going to be a good one.
Again, best thing to do is just come on down to Encinitas Ford, one of the easiest places to get to right off the 5. Encinitas Boulevard will drop you right off in the parking lot here. Tons of parking in the shopping center right behind us. Super easy time and lots of fun. And if you want to join
us
on the phone, we want to hear from you. 833-288-0973. That's the way to get a hold of us here on The Fam this morning. Again, 833-288-0973. And if that wasn't enough, when you come here, step up to the microphone and ask a question, somebody's going to win a brand new pair of Maui Jims. We're giving away a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Spartan Reefs. It's that killer Marlin frame with the HCL bronze lens and that killer super thin Maui Jim glass. Going to be a great time. Lots of great prizes. And we got another full hour to talk to you about it.
Yeah, let's jump into the catch report.
You got it, man. Today, the catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's start with our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Cass, Mark. So here we are, guys, mid-June, like late spring. Summer's right around the corner next week, I guess. There, weather's nice, conditions good, and angling opportunities are everywhere. And there's so much going on right now. So starting along the L.A. Orange County coastline here, it's been some good signal on that local yellow again. You know, the water's straightening out and the fish are pushing back in. There's been fish around the mid-channel rigs out there on the 150. And the famous Mussel Farm there. At the Mussel Farm, probably the best way to get one of those fish out of the buoys is slow troll mackerel outside the buoy line there. There's some good schools. We saw some nice ones there the other day. Also local still sprinkle of that tanker grade sea bass. It's scattered out on the major structure spots and bigger kelp lines all along the area here. Mackerel's probably your best shot there, but man, I got a really nice one a few days ago on a frozen squid. So it doesn't always take that live bait, but man, use heavy gear, guys. There's some big ones to be caught at Catalina, and that island has been on fire this past week. Lots of good grade yellows. That's been the headline for sure all along the front there, biting sardines, mackerels, slow trolling a Rapala type plug or my favorite fishing the surface iron there have all been very, very productive here this week. Caddy 45, South 7X, my favorites, of course. Lots of boat pressure though, man. I've heard stories from yesterday. I can imagine what it's going to look like today. And let me tell you guys, if you find this spot, it's got like perfect conditions and there's no boats and you think you found like the mother load all to yourself, I got news for you. You're right in the middle of one of the MLPAs on the front side there. That Italian Gardens is right in the center of, Yellowtail Central, and it is closed. Yeah, you gotta watch out, guys. And the tickets are massive. So, squid's tough at Catalina, but there is a little bit to be caught. There's a little bit of sea bass mixed in with the squid there, and sea bass scattered up and down the structure on the backside also. At San Clemente Island, much better squid fishing than Catalina. There's been quite a bit there in the cove. And, there's some good grade yellows and sea bass living on that squid bed. A lot of boats have been hanging out there too, of course. And, yellow scattered all up and down the front there. Most of that's a little bit smaller grade fish, but backside west has got a good signal on that bigger grade yellow, a handful of sea bass and halibuts mixed into that area. And then, if you're poking around that backside area, guys, you want to keep an eye out in that area, like a mile to 5 miles off the island, all up and down there in the stock bluefin area. It's starting to get a little bit of fish in there. There's a couple boats went through there. Some of the sport boats hooked some of the bigger units here the other day, got destroyed. But the stuff is starting to push up into there. And of course, that zone from the 302, 371 on down the beach towards outside Ensenada there, tonnage of bluefin, being seen. Mostly yesterday it was bluefin being bluefin, but there were some nice catches. But there's just amazing amounts of that stuff around, a little bit of Yelton sprinkled in there with it. So the setup for late spring, early summer, I'd call it nothing short of fantastic right now.
Oh, boy, we had that Islander kayak trip, the day-and-a-half trip, left Tuesday night, fished Wednesday. That Islander is such a great rig, and John Conniff and his crew are such hard workers, and food was great, and the accommodations are fantastic. And like you said, Mark, we talked during the week, the pyramid was open, I guess tonnage of squid in there, and some fish, but we had no current, no conditions. But we moved around to the front and just loaded with that small yellow. It was a really, really fun time.
Did you catch a few bass?
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of bass. Yeah. That's cool. Calico bass fishing was pretty epic. And fortunately, no issues with the Navy. The Navy was working in a different area there, so that worked out very, very well. But there's, like I say, lots of different options, right? And fishdope.com has all of those options for you put up because they hear it from Mark and several guys out there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station there. The phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, you know, the setup this year for this time of year, I mean, it is looking nothing short of fantastic, guys. I think by the time the dust settles at the end of the year, we're going to be going, oh, boy, another fantastic year. Get out there and get them.
Well, I sure agree with you, Mark, and thanks for helping me out with my bait system. It's working great.
You're elsewhere.
Yeah,
you
that's good news, man.
System.
Yeah, are you up here with that now and ready to rock?
I am, and just getting a few things touched up in the yard and going back out.
I think you bring up such a good point, too, Mark. You know, you talked about how good the setup is. I think all of us have almost gotten frustrated isn't the right word, but, you know, like, I'm ready for this bluefin. You know, it was around so early this year that it already feels like it should be wide open and settled in. It shouldn't even be here yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is
so
still
true.
The beginning of June. You know, I mean, that fish doesn't normally get going until mid-July. Like, that's when it shows up and gets biting. I mean, it's been an opportunity for so long for us. It feels like it should already be settled in and biting everywhere. You know, it's just I'm with you. I think the setup for what's coming is real good.
Yeah, one of the guys was leaving the west end of Clemente going over to Nick, and they bumped into some of that big stuff that they weren't quite ready for. And, you know, but for that stuff to be that far up already, it just bodes well. I mean, we got a lot of fish around, guys. It's looking good.
Oh, yeah. You heard Tom Green earlier in the show talking about the spread of fish down below there. So we got a lot coming up for us. Hey, appreciate the call this morning, Mark, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, you got it, guys. We'll see you later. Take care.
Thanks. Thanks, Mark. Now let's head on down to San Diego, over to Seaforth Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Well, Marcos, what's going on down there at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
What's up, Marcos?
Like you said, like you're just saying, it's the middle of June and we've got some great fishing, and like you're saying, an early start there. We're kind of expecting things to be full swing now, but it's definitely getting going again there. The half days picking away at those yellowtail, like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they caught some yellowtail in the afternoon there, a couple others during the week. A little hit or miss, but like I said, it's a half day. You're not going to get yellowtail on every trip, but you definitely have a shot at that. Good bottom fishing to go along with that. San Diego, still fishing offshore, a little tougher fishing, a little inconsistent. It's kind of like extreme bluefin fishing, which is kind of inconsistent anyway. But their highlight of the week was a 217-pounder caught on the San Diego earlier in the week on a full-day trip. They caught a 200-pound-plus bluefin, so that was definitely their highlight for the week there. Found out it's a little scratchy there. They're definitely seeing fish. You definitely need to come prepared there because there's some big fish in the mix. Same with those overnights in the day and a half. They're going out there seeing bluefin, seeing occasional yellowfin, some yellowtail in there. And, again, those fish are kind of the 40-pound range in the light end, up to 150-plus pounds there. So definitely make sure you have heavy gear for either of those trips, the full day or the day and a half. And those boats are definitely getting into full swing here. The schedule's expanding. Said school's out locally. Got lots of people coming for vacation here. The weather's good. Lots of trips to run. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our half days, our full days, our one days, our day and a halfs, including the Pacifica. They went out last night on their first trip out of the landing here. Captain Andrew and the crew did a great job getting that boat together, and they're out there. Hopefully we hear from them and the other guys catching some fish. And if you want to do a half day but you can't get out of work early, we're going to start running the Twilight again this coming up week here. We're going to start running those Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, so definitely check that out. Again, seaforthlanding.com. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. If you haven't gone fishing yet, you need to get that gear tuned up. Definitely break it out, bring it down, visit us in person, and visit the guys in Tackle Shop and get ready to get out there, because I think it's just going to keep getting better from here on out. It's kind of no turning back now.
Awesome. Great news. Great news. It's going to happen, and appreciate that phone call, and we will talk to you next Saturday, Marcos. Appreciate that very much.
Thanks,
that
Marcos.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
You got it, man. That's gonna wrap up our catch for today. Sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, with products for serious sport fishermen, like the Sato Line Winder Kit. It has everything you need but the plywood board and your drill. It's a super high-tech line winder. It's comparable to line winders that go for up to $2,000. All of this, the entire kit comes to you at under $300. It's the best value in a high-tech line winder. The Sato line winder is available at selected tackle stores. You can find them. You can order them there.
I have it.
I use it myself.
Every day. It's an awesome line winder.
Yeah, it really is. High torque, easy to use,
yeah.
Foot pedal control. It's a
you
great
just put your plywood and your
device.
Drill together, and you've got a $2,000 line?
Yeah, exactly.
For $300.
Yeah, it's a great kit.
It's a great kit there. We got a special person on the line.
We do. Right? We have Roxanne on the line right now. Good morning, Roxanne.
Good
you
morning.
You know somebody named Roxanne, Castman?
I sure do.
Yeah? Roxy.
Just wanted to wish my dad a happy Father's Day.
Oh, I think that's so cool.
You. Very cool.
Well, that's nice. Well,
thanks for letting
happy
him come
Father's
hang with
Day.
Us.
And also, it's his birthday coming up pretty soon, isn't it?
Yes, next month.
Next month.
I keep telling the girls, no more presents, you know, no more gifts, and they don't listen.
They don't listen. Yeah, well, of course, Roxy's one of the people when you call Cast Tours that you're going to be talking to, right?
Yeah, that's number four daughter.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And you
I'm
take
probably the hardest one to get a hold of.
Are you? Why?
Just because I have multiple jobs.
Multiple jobs. One of them being Cast Tours, right?
Yeah. She's the
yes,
one that does.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, she's the one that actually puts together our, when I get back from a trip and I do a story and get all the pictures and send it out.
Yep.
She's the one that puts,
she's
all,
the one that
that
puts it all together.
Yeah, she does a really good job. So
that's pretty cool.
Got the Pedicee trip coming out next week.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Yes,
well, cool.
I got the pictures yesterday. So Wahoo Rumble coming up in November.
Awesome.
All right. Well, Roxy, thanks a lot for all you do, and we sure appreciate that. And Cass is like part of the family here, so happy
he
Father's
is.
Day, happy birthday.
Yeah, what a surprise.
That's cool. Good no, job, yeah. Roxy.
Thanks,
right.
Rox.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Cher Crutchlow from Cardiff here.
Cheer.
Cheer is here. Good morning, Cheer. Thanks for coming up.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up, Cheer?
Hey,
how you doing?
Up?
Okay, I got a question. Going on that Cedros trip in a week.
Nice.
With you guys. And for swim baits. What I have some weedless, and I have the other from MC Swim Baits. What am I looking at down there? Is the kelp building back up? Is it going to be more weedless? What
Mark, you were just coming through on El Sueño at Cedros. Is there a lot of kelp?
It's a lot of kelp.
A lot of kelp, okay.
Deep kelp, heavy.
Deep.
You know, a lot of kelp patties floating down south, like
yeah,
towards Turtle and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of kelp.
Yeah.
I was super pleased when Dallas and I fished down there in the fall last year. We were there on like an August trip, and I was super pleased at the amount of kelp because the few years to the previous, that kelp has gotten very sparse. You know, with all that hot water, that's just right, how it is. But the kelp also does grow really fast. So with good conditions, meaning cooler water and not real big winter storms, that kelp, you know, an entire kelp forest regrows in a season if necessary. So. And as far as the use of the weedless, a lot of that really depends on current. If the current is strong, that fish usually gets up in the water column and they're high, and that's when you'll often find them biting that weedless really well. And if the current is slacked, where the kelp stalks are standing straight up, that's when you'll more often catch them with an ounce and a half or a 2 ounce lead head and letting that thing fall down along the lengthwise of those kelp stalks. You get a lot of your bites on the sink.
And I love that MC Swimbait Viejo too.
Totally,
that has worked so well down there. You put a weedless head on there, just a killer jig, the MC. And color doesn't really matter, but that whatever that Viejo, whatever happens, that 7-inch, is a 7-inch Viejo?
A 5 and a 7. I told the story last year. I'm with you. I like a 7-inch bait. I like a 7-inch bait because it's big, and there's not a lot of places you can throw a swim bait that's that long and get bites all the
time. But the 5 works real, it's general purpose.
Yeah. All I did was fish the 7. All Dallas did was fish the 5. And I would say our numbers of bites were the same, so you would suspect that a larger one would get larger bites. Her 4, she had 4 fish larger than my biggest, all fish in 5-inch. So who's to say? You know, and the 5-inch does sink really well, too. But it's just awesome.
And that Nomad DTX Minnow you haven't had, be sure to troll that. Yeah, that is a killer lure for yellowtail, for sure. You'll catch one of those.
Okay,
have a great trip. Yeah, that's our Let's Talk Hookup trip to Cedros Sport Fishing next week.
Yeah,
Wish I was going. Have fun.
Can't sleep right now.
Yeah, good time, for sure. Jeff in San Carlos is here. Jeff, thanks for stepping up to the mic here and coming down from San Carlos. Appreciate you coming down to Encinitas Ford, corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Morning.
So my question is for Cass over here. In almost 30 years of Cass tours, what's the craziest thing that you've seen?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that's
Cass
a good one.
Man, good
there's,
one.
Yeah, there's been a lot of crazy things. I think probably the one that really stands out is a couple years ago we're fishing Christmas Island on those locally made dugouts that they've got over there. They've got some 28, 30-foot dugouts, got a outrigger on the side. And one of our guys was sitting there. You kind of sit at the end of the bench and you troll, and we have a rod holder you can hold in your hand. Anyway, we just released about a 500-pound shark that hit one of the lures. Actually, when we released it, we cut the line. It was big. And we were catching tuna and wahoo, and this guy was his first trip there, and he's sitting there. And he gets hooked up to a tuna, about a 60, 70-pound tuna. And he kept thinking about that shark because I asked him later on. And anyway, make a long story short, the boat dipped this way, and he went straight over the side.
Oh!
And, of course, that shark was on his mind. As he's going down, he just throws the rod and reel. And anyway, the look on his eyes when he was pulling him out of the water onto the dugout there, that it was just unbeatable. That look.
Yeah.
You know, his eyes were just huge.
Dinner plates.
That shark was on his mind, and he knew it was around there somewhere. And anyway, that was probably one of the most different things that I think I've seen in all
such my Such an
time.
Exotic destination. You think you're ever going to put a trip deck together to go back to Christmas Island?
Yeah, guys? we're gonna do it this coming year, 2020.
Oh, cool.
I'm gonna shoot probably for June. I haven't booked a date yet, but that I'm dying to go back. It's such
That's
an
cool
exotic place.
Really cool place.
Yeah, and like I say, the
and it's so reasonable too for what it is.
Yeah, you know, the airfares were the most expensive.
Yeah,
but as far as the lodge goes, and 7 nights, 6 days fishing, guided fishing, both flats, offshore, which a lot of people don't realize, the offshore fishing there is fabulous.
Yeah.
We've gotten tuna up over 200, 250 pounds, a lot of wahoo, lots of tuna, of course the big amberjacks, not the amberjack, but the giant trevallies.
Yeah.
Those are the ones you catch on the
giant
poppers.
Giant barracuda. Snorkeling is unbelievable.
Best ever.
Yeah, I remember that one time you were snorkeling, you saw all those lobsters in that one little cave.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete saw it, came up, he said, God, there's about 25 lobsters here in this one cave.
Yeah. Let's go get them. But anyway, thanks for coming down and answering this for it. Appreciate that, Jeff, very much. Let's go ahead and talk to Bart Hall calling us. Good morning, Bart.
Hey, Bart.
Good morning. I'm Pete and Rick and Mark and Cass. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, morning. Be better.
Listen, you guys, this is a really fun show today. Sit here and listen on my app up in Camarillo, and you got me all excited. So, unbelievable fishing here in California. But
I'm
calling with a news item today because we have, you know, we also have wonderful, not only the best saltwater fishing we've seen in a long time, but we also have a great trout fishery up in the Sierras. And every year, this time of year, we do the Mammoth Lakes Fred Hall Father's Day tournament, and we end up giving prizes away to a family for catching the largest fish on the Father's Day weekend. The problem is, this weekend, the Mammoth Lakes are still frozen. So,
wow.
I know. A friend of mine went skiing last week, and he said he was skiing in powder, in June. So it was pretty amazing.
Oh,
anyway, we're postponing that tournament to Labor Day, and I just wanted to put that word out there. And this is the best place to do it, of course, and I thank you for the opportunity. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But so the Father's Day Fred Hall tournament is postponed till Labor Day.
Yep, because I think they'll probably be thawed by then.
It should be thawed by then, we hope, right? Hey, I also want to say, looking forward to the captain's meeting. You're going to be down for that, right? The Friends of Rollo captain's meeting on June 23rd?
Absolutely. Ginny and I are both coming down, and we're going to take the opportunity to meet with all the captains down there and see Battistoni and all the guys from Wiccatuna. Looking forward to it.
It'll be a great time. June 23rd
is going to be a Dana Landing. I have to buy raffle tickets.
Oh, yeah, okay. For sure. And our celebrity auctioneers are going to be Rock Cod Rick and his fiancée, Dallas.
Really? Cool.
Yes,
oh, yeah,
indeed.
Buddy.
Yeah. And also, I'll be doing the MC job. And, of course, it's going to be a Dana Landing right on Mission Bay, 4 to 7 p.m. Lots of great prizes. Paul Hebert from Wiccatuna will be on the show that morning on Let's Talk Hookup on the Fan. And then also Dave Marciano will be joining us at the event itself. So that's going to be a good time, June 23rd at Dana Landing. You don't want to miss that.
It sounds like it's going to be a really nice location. I was talking to Debbie Lane yesterday, the way they're going to get it all set up. It sounds like it's going to be fun.
It is going to be great. Hey, Bart, thanks for the heads up on the Mammoth Lakes situation up there, and we'll see you at the Big Captains event on June 23rd.
Yes, and of course, I want to remind everyone, I'm a proud a customer of Encinitas Ford as well, so there you go.
Well, I remember, Bart, F-350 Super Cab Crew Cab Diesel Big Toe Rig.
Yeah, that's the big
name. What a memory.
Yeah, man.
We still got it.
Yeah, for an old guy.
That's indestructible.
Yeah, that's cool, Bart. Hey, Bart, thanks a lot for the phone call this
morning.
I appreciate that. Jim Gerard from Carlsbad is here. Jim, you hanging out here around close by? Step up to the mic. It's your turn at Encinitas Ford. Do we have Jim?
We have a unique problem with the live broadcast today. Is there's so many people here today
that
the crowd is spread out a little bit.
Yeah. All right. Okay, all right. So Cliff Friend is here.
I know Cliff's here.
Cliff is here. Good morning, Cliff.
What's up, Cliff? Good morning.
How you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Hey, Cass, I have more questions about the La Mission trip. Is that, how many days is that, and how's the transportation work out on that?
Well, it's 5 days and 4 nights, 3 days of, actually two days of tournament, an optional third day, just a regular day fishing. As far as transportation, you got Alaska's flying out of Los Angeles nonstop to Loretto. You've also got Volaris and Aero Calafi out of Tijuana, which makes it really nice and affordable. And, of course, once you land there, we have our ground service, Rosa. She's there to meet you and transfer you to the hotel, but it's pretty nice.
It's an all-inclusive deal, too. Once you hit the ground in Loretto, it's basically everything's taken care of you. All you have to do is just eat, sleep, and fish.
I love that part.
Yeah, it's really cool. I would highly encourage you, any of you that haven't been to Loretto, to go try it. First of all, the accommodations at La Mission are fantastic. Yeah. The tournament has run so well. Danny and the boats were fantastic. Our fishing was a bit slow this year, but we're going a couple weeks earlier, which is more prime time and the right moon phase and everything like that for 2020. It's going to be early May.
Well, you know, it wasn't slow for everybody, Pete.
Well, I know. You guys killed it. Yeah.
Did you say no catch, Pete?
Yeah, no, we caught a few, but, but Cass really had a good day.
Yeah, but it's like I said, and hopefully the Michonne graciously upgraded everybody to those beautiful ocean views.
Is that going to happen again?
I'm going to work on it.
All right.
I'm going to twist some arms.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll get those rooms upgraded.
All right. That's so cool. Can people make reservations now? Because we're only going to take 20 rooms.
Yeah, already got, I think we got about a dozen already signed up. And those are just the returnees.
The returnees.
So far.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for Grant to give me a call.
All right. yeah, for sure. All right. Very good. Jim, National City Jim.
I know
is
Jim's
here.
Over there.
Jim's here.
Yo, Jim.
Good morning, Jim.
Yeah, you're up, buddy.
Come on,
that's
Jim.
That's you.
Got to stand up and get over here. Jim, maybe he'll give us a freshwater report from O-Tire.
I'll almost guarantee it. And one from the
Jim
San Diego.
Jim is Mr. O-Tire, right?
Fight on is all I can tell you, brother.
Fight on, brother.
Okay, we got that out of the way. A couple of things. I'm going to give it up right off. Doug, who works on the San Diego, the cook. I think you guys might know Doug. Got a 13-2 largemouth at O-Tire.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now, Doug, he's fished every day he has off. That's what he does, is fish bass. Crawdads, 99.9% crawdad. Has a tank in his garage. Tommy, get you right now.
That's nice.
And anyway.
That's a big one.
So if you ever have any questions, you get
killed it?
Talk to Doug on the San Diego. He's real forward, give you all his info, but he does have a live bait tank in his garage where he keeps his crawdads. So he's into
cool.
it. The other thing I wanted to mention today, thank the Ford dealership.
Stay in front of that mic there.
Thanks the Ford for, what they do for us fishermen, Ford Motor Company also. And I wanted to mention I belong to the Lions Club in National City. It's a nationwide international organization, but we have a little branch in National City. I got hooked up with the Friends for Rollo. We're taking 30 or 40 kids fishing September 7th on a half day on the Dolphins.
So
we're all lined up. And I talked to Councilman Sherman, and he gave me a phone number for his publicist, and we're trying to get some exposure for us fishermen and for the organization that sponsors these fishing trips, Friends of Rollo.
Right.
So anyway, he gave me a phone number. We're going to try to get some exposure because I think as fishermen, we deserve it. Friends of Rollo deserve it. And this is one of the many good things that we do as fishermen. So anyway,
that's a good one.
Good call, Jim.
That's my spill today.
All right.
Good job,
Jim. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. I want to remind you this portion of the show is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. That Gamakatsu Nautilus hook has been the go-to hook for your bluefin season. It has that strength and durability as well as the right design to put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. And when we come back, more of your stand-up mic questions, more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Captain Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So many anglers like to live aloha and wear Olukai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olukai sandals are the finest because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olukai makes footwear for any time of day or night. A favorite Olukai sandal for fishermen is the Ohana, water-resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olukai is always coming out with great new styles, too, like the Nohea Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace and the patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the razor-siped bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olukai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olukai and tagging your photos with hashtag AnywhereAloha. Olukai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olukai.com.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're here on 97.3 The Fan. Great time going on this morning live at Encinitas Ford,
yeah.
Talking all kinds of fishing.
Having a good time, giving away a ton of prizes, and guys are... It's a route to take a test drive in that new Ford Ranger or one of the other great cars or trucks here at Encinitas Ford. Sutton Miller is here from Pacific Beach. You're next up. While we're waiting for Sutton to come up to the mic here, let's go ahead and jump in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are packed. We're going to talk to Ryan. Ryan's calling us from Coronado this morning. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I did that trip down to Pedicee with Rich Cass. And I just wanted to say thank you. That was a great trip. Flawless. Everything went great. Caught some waves, caught some fish, and had a great time. So I just want to say thank you, Cass.
Hey, Ryan, thanks. You guys were a fun group. I'll travel with you guys anytime, anywhere, man. I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun.
You caught some waves, too, huh?
Yeah, got the there's right there at Pivenau.
Yeah,
big,
really good
surf. Big surf area. Actually, they have two world Cup championship surfing there during the year, but yeah, it was it's quite a place.
Yeah, and quite an experience. Pedicee is quite an experience, and such a reasonable price too, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's what I tell people. It's Panama on a budget. Mm-hmm. I mean, 1649 includes 8 days, 7 nights, first and last night, Panama City, 5 nights at the Villa Marina, right on the beach, 4 days, ponga fishing, all your meals.
For $16.95.
And the ground transfers to and from Panama City.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just at airfare. You're in Panama and fishing some fabulous places down there.
That's pretty cool. And you're going to do it again next year?
Yeah. But not back-to-back.
Not back-to-back. Okay. All right.
That's a cool trip.
Good deal. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Thanks,
Glad you had such a great time. Sutton, thanks for coming up. NC News Ford, appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, these bluefin are down there in that day-and-a-half range or day range or whatever, these big ones. And is that because do they like to hang out by those pens? Do people think that they're attracting them to keep coming here every year?
Sometimes. Mark, now, you just came up the coast. Did you get to see any of those schooling bluefin?
There was two pens inside Banderas Bay.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see any outside. But
yeah.
We didn't spend much time. We kind of came straight in, so... my belief is the bluefin follow the grocery store.
Yeah, right. That's right.
And just the bait then.
Yeah,
I mean, there's probably something to do. I mean, you know, any big thing that's stationary in the water would be like a big kelp patty, so I'm sure there's a little bit to it. I think it's a lot more so that the, you know, those pens move and those guys keep the pens in the best water. Uh-huh. Those guys know bluefin a whole lot better than we do. Uh-huh. And so they purposefully put those pens in what are the optimal conditions for them. And if those pens are in the good water, so is the bluefin that has not been caught. So I think it's more of a, you know, probably when they're associated around the areas that pens, it probably just has a lot to do with those guys know the best water to keep those pens in, which happens to be the same water
sure,
those fish
sure.
are traveling in.
It just seems like ever since the pens came around, the bluefin haven't left every year.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
whatever it is, man. Whatever the reason is, we'll take it. If it's that,
here.
I'm good with it, for
yeah,
sure.
For sure.
Okay,
thanks,
guys. Buddy.
Thanks for coming
yeah.
through. NC News Ford, Brittany is here from Spring Valley. Brittany, thanks for coming down to NC News Ford. Brittany, are you hanging around? Lucy, am I saying that? Brittany from Spring Valley, is she still here? How about Janet? Janet Phillips from Bonita. Janet, are you here?
We have a Janet out there.
Janet, are you around?
Let's be out taking test drives.
Taking test drives. How about... Michael from Point Loma. Michael.
Here comes Michael.
There he is. There is Michael. He's got his guy with him coming up.
Well, hopefully Janet or Brittany can make their way up here when they
yeah,
make their way.
Ready
but
to go.
Yeah. What's
All
up,
right.
Michael? Good morning.
Thanks, Michael, for coming down to Encinitas Ford.
Thanks for taking me. My question is, why can't we see dolphin on our sonar?
Ha! Mark, what do you think?
You can see them on a side scanner.
Yeah, they can see them
well,
on ours, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, without side scan, I can't see anything.
I think, yeah, they mark real good on our
yeah, up and
we've
down.
Got that
yeah.
Simrad, yeah, they mark super well.
What kind of finder do you have?
It's Lowrance.
A Lowrance, yeah, it's a good unit. Yeah, but maybe turn up the gain a little bit, maybe.
And is it a dual channel? Or you got low and high?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they should mark.
Yeah, they mark real good on ours.
Just get a side scanner.
Yeah, that's the easy one.
Yeah,
it's possible that, you know, you're looking on the real skinny beam instead of the wider one, and they didn't swim under. I mean, you know, a dolphin school can look so massive if they're all up on the surface, but if they're not swimming directly under the transducer, you won't see. But for the most part, we can usually get those things pretty good.
Yeah,
you should
see them in there.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would check the transducer then.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Craig in San Diego. Craig. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford,
okay.
Corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real.
Morning.
So I just want a Colt Sniper jerkbait.
Nice.
Table over here. Do I have to upgrade those hooks, or are they good stock?
I would say it depends on what you want to do with it. If you're calico bass fishing, halibut fishing, things like that, those hooks are perfectly fine. No need to swap. No need to do anything. There's a lot of using that style of lure for catching tunas now, you know, stick baits and jerk baits. That's become a real popular thing to do. And if you're going to do that, I would probably swap them back out.
And would you swap them out for treble hooks or single hooks?
Matter of personal preference, for sure. A single hook is nice in that going through the kelp, it doesn't grab things as much. A single hook has a bigger bite and a lot of times has a bigger barb. Me personally, when I'm swapping those out, I just like a heavier wire treble hook. I like that ST66. six and a number one or a 1-0.
Yeah. Okay. And it may be just me, but I think they swim better with the treble hook.
They're
designed
to
swim
so
with a treble hook, and I think they swim better with it.
I don't know if it's because the hook makes more drag in the water. I don't know what it is. I don't have the reason, but I agree with Pete. I'm a treble hook guy.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Good luck, man.
It's a big one. Mo and Vista is here in Encinitas. Mo.
What's up, Mo?
Good morning, guys.
Former grand prize winner.
Yes, and I'm going to take my trip this end of this month down to Cedros.
Cedros, nice. Fantastic.
And I was wondering, I'm bringing four rigs, I think a 30, wow. two 40s, and do I need an 80 there? I'm going to the Ponga. I'm not going to do any kayak fishing.
I don't think an 80 would be
you don't think
right?
I don't think so either. I mean, you know, you could maybe fish it for grouper. You could use it for, you know, trolling around for pals. But honestly, no. I mean, I think your 40 or 50-pound rig is as heavy as you would need. And make sure you have – I would say you can't go on that trip without having a good, you know, 300 or 400-size low-profile bass reel for that calico bass fishing.
Yeah, I'm not going to really – I'm mainly just for the yellowtail and maybe halibut fishing.
I gathered that based on what you said, but I'm telling you, Mo, it's so good.
Yeah,
even if you're not a bass guy, you'd be doing yourself a disservice because it's so much fun. I mean, it really is. Like I get wanting to target the yellowtail, but it is a really, really – it's just different than fishing at home, you know.
Yeah. What do you like fishing down there, Mark?
Well, we can't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can fish just south of there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just for tuna coming
tuna
in.
Tuna coming
little,
in and yellowtail and that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So I've got a Tranks 500, so I switch it out from the 80 to just a Tranks then, 500?
I mean, if you have 80-pound braid on your Tranks 500, that would be a different story than like a traditional, you know, 80-pound class big tuna reel. If you have 80-pound Spectra on the Tranks, I would just leave it the way that it is and attach your, you know, your 50 or 60-pound piece of fluoro to it and use that as your yo-yo rig or your surface iron rod or whatever it may be. So the 80-pound braid on that reel would be fine.
Okay.
I think we were all thinking like an 80-class reel, like a TAC 25 or something.
And the cool thing is Jeff at Cedros Kayak Fishing has rent rods and reels. If you forget something, you forget some lures or something like that.
Yeah.
You think I better have this one? He's got it. He's got it
covered. Yeah. Okay. Thanks,
all
guys.
All right, Mo. Have
thanks,
a great
Mo.
Trip on
great.
That. Ed in Mira Mesa. Ed, you're next up. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford. Ed, appreciate that very much.
Yeah. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is for Richard here. We're going to go up to Alaska on a cruise ship. And I was wondering if, can you do something like that, like out of Sitka or something? You know, a half a day or something like that. I know I've used you down in Mexico a few times.
Yeah, as far as Alaska, we're not doing much up there. But if you're going on the cruise ship, of course, if you book through the cruise ship, you're going to pay big bucks.
Yeah, that's not
what I would recommend you do is figure what port you're going to be in that you want to fish out of. Get online and then line something up directly with one of the charter boats up there. That way it'll be on that particular day. Let them know what time the cruise ship's going to be there, what time you have to be back on the cruise ship, and you can go ahead and reserve it ahead of time. But otherwise, it's cruise ships really charge a lot of money. And, you know,
oh, yeah, it's incredible. That's why I'm using it.
Yeah, but like I said, what I would do is, like I say, get online. If you're going to Sitka, check out the different independent fleets that are working up there, the charters, and then book yourself, you know, the particular day, and should be fine.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks. Richard in Monrovia came all the way from Monrovia. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford.
Good morning, guys. Question is, I guess, for Rick. I picked up a TAC 16 a few years back when the bluefin weren't quite as big back then.
Yeah, right.
And thinking maybe a little underclassed, and I got a TLD 32. Is it really good with that TLD 32 to make it the reel for the bigger fish, or am I better off just doing the TAC 16 because just the strength of the frame and the stuff inside?
I think that both of those reels would probably handle whatever you're doing just fine. The TAC 16 is obviously smaller. I would say strength and duty, they're almost of similar size, you know, similar ability, and the TAC 16 being so much smaller and easy to deal with would probably be the reel that you would want to fish with. There's, you know, the only thing, there was an aftermarket frame for a TLD, but the only thing that was really ever created problems in the TLDs with their frame strength was when we fished big fish in a harness, and it was just that we were pulling the frame backwards over the top of itself, and that's what was creating failure. And, you know, nobody really fishes a harness anymore, so the reel is still up to task as far as taking a big one, but it'd be hard to not use that Texas 16 because it'd be so much easier to fly line a bait with.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for coming down. Steve from L.A., the world-famous Steve Bermudez. Steve, you still hanging around?
Here comes Steve.
Here comes Steve. Thanks for coming all the way down from L.A. L.A.'s a legendary guy with the Let's Talk
About
crew.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Long time.
I have a question for Cass. I was looking online for information about rules and reg for Mexican fishing. Do you know a good source for that?
Oh, well, Department of Mexican Department of Fish and Games, they've got an office in San Diego. Then also you can go online. There's, as far as the regulations go, you know.
In English?
In English, yeah. You can do them in English also. Yeah, they usually got both the Spanish and English. I was off the top of my head, I've got a website, but I can't think of it right now. But you can also purchase your fishing licenses online. Which makes it nice because you'll get what the rate is, what you pay in Mexico. There's no, you know, no commissions or stuff like that added. Plus, like I say, they do have it in English and Spanish. And, you know, as far as the regulations go, I know the limit on Dorado is 2. Total catch is 10. You can have 5 of each species, like 5 tuna, 5 cabrilla, whatever, like that, you know. And But
the 2 Dorado count as 5 toward your limit. So you can only have 5 tuna and 2 Dorado.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's considered a limit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So a couple of things you might try. One, SAC helped put a website together for Kona Pesca. And Kona Pesca is like the agency that we get all of our licenses and everything through. And that's called sportfishinginmexico.com. That's basically the San Diego office of Kona Pesca. In English, easy to find, all the rules and regulations, a link to buy on your website. In addition to that, SAC's website itself, sportfishing.org.
Yeah.
So that again has all the rules and regulations as far as us fishing in Mexico.
Yeah.
Pretty easy. So.
Very good.
Hey,
Steve,
thanks
for coming down from LA. Appreciate that. Now, speaking of Department of Fish and Game, Department of Fish and Wildlife, I just want to warn our listeners out there, if you're going fishing at San Clemente Island, they were there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's their island.
Funny because I was sitting there talking to Jimmy Hu from Mammoth, and he goes, "Who's that right there?" And I go, "Oh, that's Fish and Game." And they were started checking each kayak for licenses, but then they decided that was with 20 kayaks in the water, that was going to be quite a chore. So they just went and boarded the big boat and checked their catch on the big boat. But just be aware that if you're going to San Clemente Island, you just better be legal.
That's their home turf.
Yeah. They like that place for sure. Dave from Encinitas, Dave Myers, thanks for coming down to Encinitas Ford here on your home turf.
What's up, Dave?
Good morning, guys. Curious, with summer coming up and all this stuff, and you talk about sunscreen with the UA, UV, and all that, is there a particular sunscreen that you guys like? And where do you recommend to buy it?
I like Sol. That's my sunscreen. A lot of people aren't crazy about it because you do have to rub it in, but I am an absolute Sol fan because you put it on once, and you don't have to worry about it anymore. But as far as being in the sun for fishing, that's the kind I like. Mark, do you have a favorite?
I don't.
Yeah?
I don't. I use all different kinds.
Yeah, Ricky?
Mostly diesel fuel.
Diesel fuel,
yeah. I mean, I buy that Neutrogena sunblock. It's really good, and it rubs in real easy. But I do think that I'm the guy that Pete is talking about. There's no question. I think that Sol is probably the best stuff out there. It just drives me crazy that you are, unless you spend 15 minutes at it, you are white for a while. But it is the best.
Well, yeah,
I mean, that's why
you rub it in.
Yeah, that's why you're buying it. It's the best stuff for sure.
It's better than going to the skin cancer.
Yeah, no
and how
doubt.
About Castman,
yes,
Mr. Bronze?
Yeah. Now, what about you, Castman? What do you use?
All
natural, yeah. Right?
Well, no. I get burnt too. Bullfrog 30.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It seems to work for me. You know, being out there and you're sweating, and it kind of stays around, so you don't have to keep putting it on.
And it rubs in a little better too.
Yeah.
Who carries Sol?
Right. Good one. All right. Thank you.
Sol.
Sol. S-O-L. Yeah. Dana Landing in Mission Bay.
There you go.
Yeah, go down to Dana Landing, Steve Pinard.
You'll look like Casper there. For a week.
Yeah. Not really. No, it's not that bad. Come on now. Just a little white.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out. We got all kinds of prizes we're giving away. We're live here at Encinitas Ford. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
There is an undisclosed paradise waiting for you in your own backyard. It's the La Mision Hotel in beautiful Loreto, Baja California. Experience one of the few towns that has truly kept the spirit of old Baja, combined with the luxury of a five-star hotel. Old Mission traditions, authentic lifestyle, and a wealth of Mexican culture still lives at the La Mision Hotel. Situated on the water and just steps from the harbor, take advantage of the fantastic fishing and natural beauty of the Sea of Cortez and the islands of Loreto. Loreto has long been known as the Dorado capital of the world, but huge tuna, wahoo, marlin, yellowtail, and pargo are abundant too. La Mision Hotel can set up affordable fishing trips, dive packages, and family fun adventures to enjoy the rich natural abundance of Loreto. La Mision also has a fantastic spa, fine dining at Los Olivos restaurant, and the famous pizza grill will amaze and stimulate your palate. Relax, fish, and enjoy the beauty and adventure of Loreto at the La Mision Hotel. Fishing and other very affordable packages are available. Once you go, you're hooked. Check LaMisionLoreto.com for details. La Mision, the beauty and fun of Loreto, is waiting for you.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color. Clarity. Detail. Maui Jim.
It's the Yamaha Outboard Spring Savings Sales Event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $500 in dealer credit toward the purchase of additional goods or services. And 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 5 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Today, visit your local Yamaha dealer. Offer ends June 30, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded 24-month Yamaha extended service added up to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want.
Use
about.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
Grant has the casting winners here.
All right.
Grant, go ahead and give us a detail. How was the casting contest, Grant Christensen?
Very, very smooth today, Pete. Everything went well. Everybody participated, and we're right in line ready to cast. Therefore, I'm able to give you the results before the show's off the air.
All right.
Nice. Go ahead.
Number one, Sean Robertson with 4.
Nice, Sean.
Number two, Robert Lehman with 3.
Didn't even need a cast off, huh?
Yep. And number 3 was Sudden Miller, who also had 3 that
won
the cast off.
All right, fantastic. Right. Thank you, Grant. Appreciate that. Okay, Mark, time to draw for those Maui Jim sunglasses. Everybody's in, whether you stepped up to the mic or not. Everybody that put a card in.
Mark Wheeler. Oh, no.
No, who read it?
Dennis from Linda Vista.
Dennis, congratulations, Dennis.
Mark just, and then we'll draw for that. Big deal. Okay, come on, Tommy. Draw for, this is for the qualifier, the second qualifier of the big grand prize. And Cowboy, draw one. Reach in there and draw one out of there. All right, Cowboy's drawing one here. All right.
And this is going to be one of the qualifiers for that
do
grand prize.
Do it now because
trip.
We're running out of time. All right, very good. And the qualifier is Steve Moat.
All right, congratulations.
The first random qualifier along with Sean Robinson for that prize on the grand prize on the Royal Star with Alaska Airlines. Mark Wheeler, thanks for doing such a great job hosting today. Appreciate that very much.
Invite your listeners down to experience what it's like to be satisfied rather than sold at Encinitas Ford.
Okay, we love that. And Castman, how do we find you?
Well, I'm going to start using that slogan, too.
All right. it's a good one, isn't it?
It's not a slogan. It's a way of doing business, Castman.
It's a good one. Anyway, give us a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.castnews.com. And I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. And happy Father's Day to everybody.
Happy Father's Day. Hey, Mark, and, of course, the summer sell-a-thon going on right now.
You got it. Great deals, you know, $10,000 savings on F-150s and great lease deals and the best product lineup we've ever had and certainly the best product lineup in the whole industry. Welcome all your listeners down to Encinitas Ford, which we've been associated with for well over 20 years.
Thank you very much. And Brian and Adam in the fan studios, thank you very much for doing a great job. Cowboy and Tommy P. Arnie. And, of course, Grant for running the show. And, of course, we thank everybody for coming down here for sure. Appreciate that very, very much. And we're going to be back in the 97.3 The Fan studios. Captain Ryan Bostian from the San Diego will be in the fan studios with us tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. And we sure appreciate y'all listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning right back here.